The interior is coming off what's likely to be a flat tourism season. Official numbers are not in yet, but Fairbanks Convention and Visitor Bureau President and CEO Deb Hickok doesn't expect anything surprising.
If we had a bump, it was just a tiny bump and nothing to write home about. So I would say essentially flat.
Hickok says a trend of declining long-haul road traffic likely continued with more people flying north for Alaska travel. She points to this summer's hot, sunny weather as a plus, but adds the season suffered a late start.
I know all of us can't think back that far, but it was a very cold May. And operationally, for example, for a riverboat tour, we actually had new ice forming on the river, which was unprecedented, I think. But then I think we regrouped in June, July, and August, September. People are still coming.
Looking ahead, Hickok says winter tourism continues to grow in Fairbanks. She cites recognition in the past year by Lonely Planet, National Geographic, and the LA Times with helping pump up interest. Hickok says Japan Airlines a major conduit for winter visitors has a robust draft schedule for the upcoming season.